I'm Mahendra Gupte. Let's look at Chapter 2, Logistics and Supply Chain Management. Concepts of Logistics and Supply Chain Management. Logistics and supply chain are often used interchangeably but cover different, though related, activities. Logistics focuses on the movement and storage of items within the supply chain. Its goal is to deliver goods and services to the customer on time at a competitive price. Supply chain management is more comprehensive, covering all coordination between partners involved in sourcing, manufacturing, transporting, storing, and selling. Supply chain management aims to ensure a smooth, efficient flow of goods, providing an excellent customer experience and driving business growth. It sets the strategy and directs daily logistical activities. Let's understand logistics and supply chain management differently, or as they are. What does logistics do? Logistics focuses on the movement and storage of items within the supply chain. Now here, the words movement and storage are the two important functions that logistics actually does. What is the final objective? The objective is to deliver goods and services to the customer on time and at a competitive price. Supply chain management is more comprehensive, covering all coordination between partners involved in sourcing, manufacturing, transporting, storing, and selling. Supply chain management aims to ensure a smooth, efficient flow. So what is supply chain management actually doing? While it covers all the coordination between the partners, whether it is sourcing, whether it is suppliers, whether it is manufacturing, whoever is involved, all of them, right up to the point that the material is delivered to the customer. So supply chain management coordinates between every stakeholder in the supply chain. And what is its objective? Ensure a smooth, efficient flow of goods, providing an excellent customer experience. So supply chain management looks at how the customer experiences the supply chain and how he benefits and how they can convert his first sale, first purchase to a loyal customer. Similarities, both focus on the flow of goods, services, or information. Both aim to support company success and differentiate from competitors. Both seek to enhance customer satisfaction. Both revolve around the flow from supplier to manufacturer to wholesaler and finally to the retailer or consumer. Key differences: logistics is an activity within supply chain management. Supply chain management encompasses a broader range of activities including planning, sourcing, and production. Logistics prioritizes efficient, cost-effective delivery. Supply chain management targets higher operational performance for a competitive edge. Logistics centers on the movement and transport within a company. Supply chain management oversees the development of raw materials into finished goods, moving through the entire chain. Drivers of physical distribution. Superior sales and distribution by itself can create a monopoly, even with no product differentiation. This is what Professor Peter Thiel told us. Effective distribution is crucial. A good product is useless if it can't be sold. Investment in distribution leads to efficient sales, delighted customers, and a better bottom line. What Professor Peter Thiel is trying to tell us is that if we have an effective distribution network with us, we will be able to sell a product even if the product is just as good as its competitor. But without a effective distribution network, even the best product would be useless. Investment in distribution leads to efficient sales, delighted customers, and a better bottom line. What is the definition of physical distribution? The movement of goods, products, and raw materials between warehouses, factories, distribution centers, and ultimately to the customer. It involves sales channels, example e-commerce, wholesale, and components like customer service, inventory, order, processing, and transportation. So what is physical distribution defined as? Defined as the movement of goods or products and raw materials from between one warehouse, that means the supplier's warehouse, to your warehouse, and from your warehouse to the distributor's warehouse or the distribution center, and ultimately to the customer. It involves all the sales channels and components, like also covers components like customer service, inventory, order processing, and transportation. What is the importance of physical distribution? It increases sales, achieving through faster and more economical shipping. You definitely can relate that if the deliveries are on time or improved upon after commitment, you would definitely attract more customers. Faster shipping meets consumer expectations and reduces cart abandonment. What happens usually when you are on an app? You look at what are the delivery periods or the delivery times that the app or the website is promising you. If it doesn't fit your requirement, then you just move from that app to another or from that website to another website. Reduced costs. Optimizing distribution lowers transportation, inventory, and warehousing expenses. We looked at all this earlier in the earlier chapter. Reduced cost is where you can have distribution, consolidation, and look at minimum inventories and proper warehousing. Supports price stabilization. Efficient delivery prevents price spikes during high demand and helps avoid marking up prices to cover unforeseen costs. So if you have an efficient delivery system which doesn't keep changing in terms of costs on a daily basis, you would definitely have an efficient delivery system and customers would not be under the pressure that there could be a higher price that they would have to pay the next time that they order. Nor would you have unforeseen costs. What are the components of physical distribution? Components of physical distribution: customer service, order processing, inventory control, transportation, warehousing, package and material handling. Customer service and order processing. Customer service, a key element. Positive experiences build customer loyalty. Companies often set service level guarantees. That is, example, 2-day delivery. Order processing encompasses taking an order and delivering it. Accuracy and reliability are vital for customer satisfaction. A significant percentage of shoppers, 69%, may not return if delivery promises are broken. This process includes picking, sorting, tracking, invoicing, and shipping. Customer service, a key element. We all know that we want deliveries yesterday. So if we get deliveries as has been informed to us or as has been committed, we accept that as good service level activity. Order processing. Imagine you ordered a shirt and you get a trouser. Would you still go back to the customer, to the same e-commerce platform? You would think twice. You would definitely return the product and ask for a refund rather than look at other options that the same platform offers. This is what they're talking about, is that a percentage, that is nearly 70%, may not return to the app or to you if delivery promises are broken. Now, when we are talking of delivery promises, it doesn't mean only the date that you have committed. It also means that you got to deliver the required product to the customer at the right time. Inventory control and transportation. Inventory control, managing stock levels to meet customer demand without incurring excessive costs, like overstocking or losing sales due to understocking. This includes deciding on safety stock levels. Managing stock levels to meet customer demand without incurring excessive costs. You definitely, when we are talking of inventory control, you cannot definitely start stocking material just because you have had two consecutive days of high sales. You've got to still look at what is the right stock that you should hold in anticipation of what is going to be the demand in the future. And this is where we saw in the earlier chapter, technology like machine learning and AI can help you decide what stock you need to hold depending on an accurate demand forecast. Transportation, the most critical function involving moving products from production to the end user. It ensures products reach the correct destination at the right time. An effective logistics system optimizes schedules, routes, and transportation modes. Why does transportation become critical? Because it involves moving products from production to the end user. So the logistics department has to ensure that it has optimized the schedule, it has optimized the route and the transportation mode. At the same time, have plan B always ready in case if the schedule is likely to get upset, the route is likely to be blocked, or the transportation mode is likely to break down. Warehousing and package material handling. Warehousing, storing goods. Options include traditional warehouse storage, a central location where inventory is managed directly by the company. Third-party logistics, renting space in existing warehouses where a 3PL company handles storage and movement, offering quick and affordable shipping. Package and material handling, the process of receiving, storing and shipping products and materials. This can be done manually or with machinery like conveyor belts and forklifts. System design considers product type, size, weight, packaging and shipment frequency. So while everybody would want to have minimum handling of material, we cannot get away with packaging and material handling in the business. So let's understand that we need to try and streamline the receiving, storing and shipping products processes for products and materials. When we're talking of receiving, it means physical unloading, checking of that material for count, checking for it for quality, then storing it, and based on the customer orders, picking up that item and ensuring that the package of the final product will ensure a good product to the customer. What are the logistics functions? Smart logistics management is crucial for operational efficiency and agility within supply chain operations. Logistics comprises multiple functions that contribute to how efficiently and accurately goods are moved. The goal: ensure timely deliveries, enhance customer satisfaction, reduce costs and optimize processes. Organized logistics management allows businesses to innovate, adapt and build customer-centric solutions, fostering agility and competitiveness. Why is smart logistics management crucial? It is crucial for the operational efficiency and agility within a supply chain operation. Logistics comprises multiple functions that contribute to how efficiently and accurately goods are moved. What is the goal of smart logistics? Ensure timely deliveries, enhance customer satisfaction, reduce costs, and optimize processes. Organized logistics management allows businesses to innovate, adapt, and build customer-centric solutions, fostering agility and competitiveness. Key logistics functions in supply chain management: material handling, inventory and warehouse management, packaging and labeling, transportation and shipping, information flow, order processing. Material handling and inventory or warehouse management. Material handling a planned approach for moving and arranging goods using manpower, equipment, and automated machines, extending beyond simple loading and unloading. Proper handling is crucial to prevent damage and delays. To give you an example, we all have gone across to a pharmacy and looked at material and asked for medicines. If it is an over-the-counter medicine, for example, a Crocin or a tablet just for common cold, most of the time the pharmacist doesn't search in his shop. He just puts his hand down to the first drawer and gives you the medicine. Whereas if you go in to the same pharmacy with a prescription from a doctor where a medication is required for a specific ailment, he takes the prescription, goes to the space that he expects the medicine to be, searches for it there, locates it, and then brings it to you. Now, why does this happen? He has a method of storing goods because he knows that the over-the-counter medication is fast-moving and is kept right at the counter, where he need not even look at where he's putting his hand in which drawer. He knows exactly where the material is. Whereas the item that was prescribed on the prescription needs to be properly checked and ensured that the right medicine is being delivered to the customer. Inventory and warehouse management. Critical for ensuring stock availability at the right time. Modern logistics companies use AI and advanced technologies to automate inventory and warehousing, providing data on stock levels, movement, and customer behavior. This helps optimize production, warehouse space, and minimize waste. Smart warehouse management ensures accurate order picking. Inventory and warehouse management. Let's understand this with an example. Critical for ensuring stock availability at the right time. Modern logistics companies use AI and advanced technologies to automate inventory and warehousing, providing data on stock levels, movement, and customer behavior. Let's understand this with an example. Let's say two friends, friend A and friend B, person A and person B, order the same item but in different quantities. Person A orders 5 pieces of an item and person B orders 20 pieces of the same item. Now, if person A places his order first, he gets, and depending on the item and the stock at the nearest location, he maybe gets the delivery of all his 5 pieces at the same day, at maybe in a day interval. Now, person B looks at that product, likes the product that is with person A, and places an order for 20 pieces of the same item. Now, these 20 pieces are, of course, to be distributed among his friends and family, maybe. Now, what happens? When his order gets placed, he gets a delivery period, if there is stock for that item at the nearest location, and gets a breakup. 5 pieces one day, 10 pieces the next day, or all 20 pieces on day 3. It is left up to him to decide where he wants to pick up the money, when he wants the delivery. Let's say the delivery gets completed. What do you think AI and advanced technology is going to do? It is going to check, was this a one-off requirement, or is there a regular requirement that has increased because of certain things, certain circumstances in the market. The time that AI realizes that this is a regular requirement, it will initiate a replenishment and a inventory level that should be held at that particular distribution point or the warehouse point for proper and quick distribution. Packaging, labeling, and transportation. Packaging and labeling. Incorrect packaging or labeling can lead to damages, non-delivery, or returns, especially in business to customer and returns management. Products require specific packaging, example, temperature control or pharmaceuticals. Tools are used to capture all relevant details accurately. Packaging and labeling. whenever we receive materials from either of these e-commerce platforms, we don't really bother about the kind of packaging that it comes in. Most of the time, we order general items where no specialized equipment or packaging is required. But if you have ordered medication or some medicine that requires temperature controlled, it will come to you in a box which is preserving it at a certain temperature as required. So packaging does play a major role. Now come to labeling. Try and imagine the product is right, your order is correct, the product picked is right, but it was labeled wrongly. You are still waiting for your product, your label is on something else, and somebody else is on somebody else's product, and your product is labeled with somebody else's name. It is going to be a circle of two cases where materials will be delivered and they will be returned and then again delivered at an extra cost. So labeling at the time immediately after packaging is extremely, extremely critical. Transportation and shipping plays a prominent role in a company's success. This complex task involves identifying transportation types, packaging, customs clearance, documentation, route optimization, and proof of delivery. Advanced transportation management systems automate and simplify these processes to maintain efficiency and customer satisfaction. Transportation and shipping plays a prominent role in a company's success. This complex task involves identifying transportation types, packaging, customs, clearance. Let's say you order, again, two items on the e-commerce platform. One is, to give it a name, a shirt, and the second is a piece of furniture. Now, do you think both these items will get delivered at the same time? No way. The shirt will get delivered to you maybe in the next 24 hours. But the furniture item, somebody from the e-commerce platform will give you a call and ask you, this is the date that we would like to deliver. Would you be available? Now, why do they need to coordinate so much? That is because they need to understand that package weighs about 10 kgs and needs to be transported to your floor by the staircase, not by the lift, because your building has certain rules about packages being loaded into the lift. Now, to overcome these things, as well as they are also offering an assembly of that furniture or maybe an almira which needs to be kept at a certain location inside the house. So all this requires manpower, a certain amount of transport mode and labor along with that. So the cost is going to be much more. Now, nobody would want to make two trips to deliver the same product to the customer. And hence, transportation can be costly, but can be efficiently managed if it is properly coordinated along with all the stakeholders, including, if it is an international consignment, customs, clearances, and things like that. Information flow and order processing. Information flow. Managing the flow of information, data, updates, documents, customer details, etc., between departments and stakeholders is a major function. Timely and accurate sharing of information is integral for efficiency. Data analysis supports trend identification, demand forecasting, and strategic decision making. Information flow. Let's say you have got various regions of regions for deliveries, and you have a surplus or an overflow from one new order which has come from a particular area where the vehicle has already left for distribution. What would the logistics management person try and do? Try and move that product out from his warehouse at the earliest. So he has two options. One is order for a specific vehicle, which will take it to the nearest distribution center. Second, combine that, consolidate that delivery with somebody en route who can take a bypass or a detour, deliver the product at the distribution center and still carry on in time. He will look at both these options and then take a call as to what is the best. But this is only possible if he has the information immediately as the order is received. So information flow across all stakeholders, everybody who is involved from that point, from the distribution point or from the warehouse to the customer is important. Order processing, order fulfillment. This is a core logistics function that encompasses managing stock, order picking, packaging, transportation, and delivery. Common challenges include incomplete order details or incorrect packaging. Efficient order processing is kept key to staying competitive and ensuring customer happiness. In earlier times, when technology was not up to the mark as of date today, and mobiles or websites could not show you pictures of the actual product that you wanted. I was reading a case where a shoe company in the US would ask their customers online to confirm the color of the shoe, the size of the shoe, and the model number of the shoe 8 times before they finally accepted the order. And if a customer made a mistake in either of these 8 times that he was asked for confirming, the order would go back to the first stage and start all over again. You can imagine the kind of frustration that a customer would go through trying to place an order online on the website. I would have preferred walking down to the shop and picking up the shoe. Inbound and outbound logistics. Supply chain management focuses on collective business activities for a competitive advantage, while logistics concentrates on the flow of goods to meet customer needs. Inbound logistics, purchasing, brings materials into the business. Second stage is receiving, accepts and handles incoming supplies of raw materials or goods. Outbound logistics, selling, moves goods out of the business to satisfy customer needs. Shipping, packs and transports outgoing products. Inbound logistics, let's look at the entire process. Inbound logistics, receiving, purchasing and sourcing. The company finds vendors, negotiates prices and buys materials. Recording and receipts, purchase orders are recorded and receipts are received upon payment. Notification, suppliers notify and provide tracking details. Load arrival, goods arrive at the company's designated factory, facility and dock where material is received. Receiving process starts. Workers unload supplies, scan barcodes to count and identify products, verify quantity and condition against the purchase order and confirm acceptance. Goods then move to their next location. Reverse logistics. The receiving team also handles products sent back by customers for returns or repairs. Let's look at it from the first stage. Purchasing and sourcing. The company finds vendors, negotiates prices, and buys materials. Let's say you are in a B2C business and you are wanting to start trading in commodities. First, you decide you would like to get into only clothes, that is fashion apparel. If that is the case, you would decide which all brands you would like to go in with, or you would look at people not on brand basis, but even the local suppliers who would like to establish their own sales. So you would decide from whom you buy, what at what price, and what kind of materials you would buy from them. Recording and receipts. Purchase orders are placed and are recorded. And most of the time, whenever it's a material for manufacturing, you always give schedules for deliveries on monthly, weekly, or daily basis. Once material is received, the delivery challan or the delivery note is signed and accepted and given as proof of delivery to the delivery person. When the material has been paid for, a receipt gets generated from the supplier's end, and that is recorded against the schedule or the purchase order. Notification: suppliers notify and provide tracking details. Whoever is the supplier, if you happen to be the selling person to your customer, you need to notify the customer, and so does your supplier when he is supplying material to you. Both of you may offer tracking details to give the other party the confidence that their material is on the way. Load arrival: goods arrive at the company's designated facility and dock. What happens here is, once the material is received, then the receiving process takes place, that is, unloading from the vehicle, and a count is made either through scanning of barcodes or identify the products, which confirm and conform rather to the purchase order details that are available with the warehousing people. They confirm acceptance, and then the goods are put away or stored or slotted into their location till the time they will be pulled out by a customer's order. This receiving team also handles the reverse logistics, that is, they are also responsible for receiving and handling all the products which are sent back by customers like you and me for returns or repairs for whatever reasons. Outbound logistics: let's understand how the shipping takes place. A customer order. Customer places an order via one of the company's sales channels. Order processing: the company validates the order, allocates products from inventory, and produces documentation. Replenishment: reserve inventory is moved to primary storage to replace purchased products, potentially triggering new production or raw material orders. Picking: warehouse workers retrieve products from storage to fulfill the order. Packaging, staging, and loading: staff packages labels and documents the order. Orders are sorted by shipping mode, speed, or destination and loaded onto outgoing trucks. Shipping and documenting: the order departs the warehouse. The system logs the shipment and sends tracking details to the customer. Last mile delivery: the order is delivered from the distribution center to the customer. This can be the most expensive and critical step. Let's look at their process right from the time that you or I, as a customer, place an order through an app or the website of the company. Once we have accepted the delivery period, which the software checks in the background and gives you the delivery period, indicates the delivery period before you pay the amount. That is when, once you have paid the amount, customer order is logged into the system. This order is then processed by the company's software and the warehouse to actually start the delivery process. So the order moves to the nearest warehouse where there is material as per the data available by the software or accessed by the software when you made the inquiry or when you were in the process of finalizing the order. The company software again validates the order and allocates products from inventory and generates the required documentation. Now, this is all done on a system. So when that happens, when this documentation is generated by somebody at the warehouse, an invoice would get generated and a pick list for the product will also get generated. Before that, what happens is the replenishment. Reserve inventory: if there is reserve stock for that product, it will move to the primary storage. That usually reserve inventory is kept away from the actual moving inventory or the primary storage of inventory. So that this inventory moves to the primary storage to replace the items which have just been sold, potentially triggering new production or raw material orders, depending on the inventory policy and strategy that the business is following. If the reorder point is not reached, then there is no trigger for a replenishment. As we said, as after the order is processed, what happens? Picking happens. Warehouse workers retrieve products from the storage to fulfill the order. Now, where are these storage points? The same storage points which we saw when material was received in the inbound logistics after they were confirmed to conform to the specifications on the purchase order. So, once the item is picked, it will move to the packing stage, because depending on the destination of the product, it needs to be packed so that the customer receives it in usable and good condition. Staff picks up the packages, labels and documents the order. That means an actual invoice as required by the government officials and by the state's border crossings. All those things are taken care of by the system, and a requisite invoice or documentation is generated. Orders are sorted by shipping mode. That means if the order is to go by train, just for example, or by a truck or by road, or is just to be delivered next door where the address is hardly 100 meters away, it will get sorted by the kind of mode that is to be used, the speed and the destination, and accordingly handed over or loaded onto outgoing trucks. Shipping and documentation. The order departs the warehouse with the requisite documentation, but the system logs the shipment and sends the tracking details to the customer. For corporate sales, that means sales which happen from one company to another, no invoices travel with the product. The reason being that most of the companies would not want their warehouse people or their other staff looking at invoices where values and commercial transactions are recorded. So there would be a delivery challan in that case, where the tax element is shown, indicated on the delivery challan or the delivery note, which is accepted by the government officials, and the material is delivered to the customer. Last mile delivery. The order is delivered from the distribution center to the customer. This can be the most expensive critical step. Why do you think this is most expensive? The reason is, try and imagine, when the truck came to the distribution center, it carried orders for maybe 100 customers. Now, the person who is going to do the delivery, he is going to maximum carry deliveries for about 10 or 12 customers in the close vicinity of the area that he is assigned to. So now the cost of transportation for that one person over a period of his time, fuel, and the customers will get distributed on these 10 or 12 customers rather than the 100 customers which came in to the distribution center. And similar costs would get applied to the other areas for last mile delivery.